Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Not all places on Earth were created equal. Some places attract lots of birds, and some not so much. And some places support birds that are at more risk of extinction than others. Those two simple statements are the basis of a worldwide effort to map important bird areas, or IBAs, as they are called in the birding world. This effort has been led by BirdLife International, which is an alliance of organizations dedicated to the welfare of birds. To date, over 7,500 IBA sites have been identified and described in over 170 countries. In the United States, the partner for identifying IBAs is the National Audubon Society. Wayne Martinson and Keith Evans of the Wasatch Audubon Society have just completed a book about the IBAs in Utah called Utah's Featured Birds and Viewing Sites. Reading it, I learned that Utah has 21 different sites and more are under consideration. Many of Utah's IBAs are clustered around the Great Salt Lake. The largest ones in area are Gilbert Bay in Great Salt Lake and the Deseret Land and Livestock Ranch in Rich County. Landowner permission is required for an area to be recognized in Utah. Furthermore, an IBA designation does not imply any oversight or management implications. It is merely a form of recognition of the unique nature and bird activity at each site. IBAs are designated to be of global, national, or state significance. There are carefully defined criteria for making the designation. To be considered globally significant, one of the following must be true for a given site. It must regularly hold significant numbers of globally threatened species. It must regularly hold a significant population of narrow endemics or species with very limited distribution. Or it must regularly support exceptionally large numbers of migrating or congregating species. 8 of Utah's 21 IBAs are considered of global significance. The globally significant sites include Gunnison Bay, Bear River Bay, Ogden Bay, Farmington Bay, and Gilbert Bay of the Great Salt Lake, Deseret Land and Livestock Ranch, and the San Juan County Gunnison Sage-Grouse IBA. In the future, we'll probably see more global IBAs, including Zion National Park, based on the presence of Mexican spotted owl and California condor, Parker Mountain, based on the greater sage-grouse, and Cutler Marsh Amalga Barrens, based on its large white-faced ibis colony. Each one of Utah's important bird areas is an interesting subject in and of itself. You might just hear about a few of them in future episodes. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.